Rinderpest disease, as I told you, is a very fatal disease. And when I was a young veterinarian, after my graduation from university, I worked in Kordofan region. This is in the western part of Sudan. I have seen a lot of cases of Rinderpest and how the people are frightened, and they took their cattle to the market to sell them very cheap because they are afraid that they are going to lose them. And their life is totally changed. It is a disaster, as you know. The men, they left the rural areas, and the women and the children are still in the village. And a very big burden is put over the women as they are looking for, after their families. You know, the girl education also is affected. And a lot of problems are created due to this disaster of Rinderpest. So eradication of the disease, it means livelihood for those people. It means food security. It means contribution of livestock to the national economy by exporting livestock and meat abroad of the country. As you know, Sudan is a vast country, and we are neighboring 8 countries, and the borders are open, as we have nomads. 80% of the animal owners in Sudan are nomads. So they are moving freely across the borders. And Rinderpest is one of the most important transboundary animal diseases. So this one of the challenges. The other is that, you know, why during the campaign, Sudan is suffering from war. You know, the conflict in the south and in other parts of, there are a lot of tribal conflicts also in western part of Sudan and in other areas of Sudan. This also hindered the efforts of Sudan to eradicate the disease a long time ago.